Ottawa. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre is calling on the Liberals to keep multiple murderers in maximum security prison, as fallout continues over the transfer of convicted killer Paul Bernardo to a medium security institution in Quebec. And Ontario Premier Doug Ford is looking for the ouster of the Federal Corrections Commissioner after the move, which was made public last week. Anne Kelly, Commissioner of the Correctional Service Canada, announced the transfer was under review after Public Safety Minister Marco Mendicino said he told how shocked Canadians were by the decision. Mendicino says he is open to looking at the options when it comes to adjusting the government's policy. Speaking from the legislature, Ford said Canadians have lost confidence in Kelly's decision-making and asked that she step aside, step down, or be fired. Sorry for the language, but he's nothing but a scumbag, Ford said of Bernardo, whose transfer has also garnered widespread backlash from police associations in Ontario. This SOB needs to be in jail 23 hours a day in a maximum security facility. Bernardo is serving a life sentence for the kidnapping, torture and murders of 15-year-old Kristen French in 1991 and 14-year-old Leslie Mahaffey in 1992. He was also convicted of manslaughter in the 1990 death of Tammy Homolka, the 15-year-old sister of his then-wife, Carla Homolka. Homolka pleaded guilty to manslaughter in the crimes committed against French and Mahaffey, and was released in 2005 after serving a 12-year sentence. Bernardo also admitted to sexually assaulting 14 other women. Mendicino has said he is unable to reverse the transfer decision because the Federal Correctional Service operates as an independent institution. But Poilievre said Tuesday he rejects that explanation and demanded Trudeau step in. I'm calling on the Prime Minister to direct his Public Safety Minister to say that all mass murderers should have to serve their entire sentences in maximum security prisons, Poilievre told reporters Tuesday. This is a no-brainer and the Prime Minister can do it. He's got to stop passing the buck. Poilievre's office has suggested that such power exists in the form of directives from ministers, which are typically used to address broad policy issues. Mendicino said Tuesday he expects the review into Bernardo's transfer will only take a couple of weeks, at the most, and suggested any discussion around policy changes must wait until its conclusion. Look, if there are issues with regards to policies, with regards to the principles, even with regards to the legislation, I'm going to leave all of those options on the table, he said. We'll see where we are at in a couple of weeks' time and after that, if we need to revisit the legislation or any of their policies or directions, then we'll do that. The Correctional Service said it understands Bernardo's transfer comes as a shock to some and acknowledged in a statement Monday that it did not intend to cause harm to his victims. It has said decisions around the security classification for offenders must adhere with the law and depends on factors such as their risk to public safety, their threat of escaping and psychological assessments. The reason why Bernardo was moved has not been divulged, but the prison he was transferred to is known for housing violent sex offenders and specializes in treating people convicted of sexual offenses. On Tuesday, Mendicino said, we do have access to those reasons for Bernardo's transfer, but stressed that because of privacy provisions, it is up to the Federal Correctional Service to decide whether it can release those reasons publicly. I do believe that given the fact that this matter is now public, that Canadians are entitled to an explanation, he said. This report by the Canadian Press was first published June 6, 2023. With files from Allison Jones. Stephanie Taylor, The Canadian Press.